You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Do you believe that a friendship can change you for the better? This week's essayist met a friend who helped her become a better person. Here's Brooke Zlotschewer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I met Dylan in gym class during my senior year of high school. I should mention that Dylan is autistic, but his diagnosis truly has no effect on our friendship. The gym class was meant to provide an opportunity for autistic students to interact with their fellow classmates. Originally, I just thought that this class would be a good experience and help me gain insight into my autistic classmates' lives. I never expected I would meet one of my best friends in the class. As Dylan walked into our first gym class, he held the door for his fellow classmates and greeted everyone with a short hello. He sat down quietly and listened intently to the teacher. As our teacher demonstrated the tasks of the day, Dylan focused on every movement that the teacher made. Once he finished, Dylan sprung up and went directly to the first station. As the teacher addressed the lingering confusion about the obstacle course to the other students, I watched Dylan complete his exercise flawlessly on his first attempt. From the very first day I met Dylan, his genuine effort to be the best he can be was apparent. Dylan didn't talk much, but it didn't matter at all to me. Over that year, an unspoken understanding grew between us, and we instinctively responded to each other's cues. Unlike many friendships that consist of a lot of meaningless conversation, Dylan and I found solace in silence. Despite our differences, we celebrated each other's strengths. Every class, I became more and more impressed with Dylan's athletic ability. His natural talent allowed him to complete difficult tasks I couldn't do myself. During obstacle courses, Dylan would speed past me and conquer each task flawlessly. But it was his unconditional optimism and hard work to properly complete activities that inspired me to do better. Eventually, gym class became the highlight of my day. One of my favorite memories is when the gym teacher turned on music for the first time. Dylan's face immediately lit up and he began to dance, perfectly in rhythm and in sync with the music. His happiness was infectious, and all of a sudden, I found myself dancing with him. Usually, the idea of dancing in the middle of the gym in front of the entire class would be terrifying, but with Dylan by my side, I wasn't self-conscious. Dylan has been a very positive influence in my life and taught me how to approach daily events. Since meeting Dylan, I strive to be the best I can be while remaining positive in every aspect in my life. Since I am trying my best and am enjoying everything that I do, I worry less about what people think. I've continued Dylan's approach at Penn State and recognize the impact that he has in my everyday life. It would have been easy for me to ignore Dylan during my gym class and focus on myself, but I would have missed out on one of the most rewarding friendships I'll ever have. If more people were like Dylan, I think the world would be a lot better off. I believe in Dylan.
Brooke Zlotschewer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Zlotschewer is a freshman at Penn State University Park. She plans to graduate in 3 years with a degree in psychology and neuroscience. She's from Newtown, Pennsylvania, and makes sure to see Dylan when she's on break from school. Has a friendship of yours inspired a new belief? Write an essay and tell us what you believe in at wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.